AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Outside New York, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be testifying behind closed doors before House lawmakers as part of a congressional investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, will also testify. This is Committee Chair James Comer.
No one's accusing at this moment the Clintons of any wrongdoing. They're going to have due process. But we have a lot of questions, and the purpose of the whole investigation is to try to understand many things about Epstein.
President Trump has expressed regret the Clintons were forced to testify. Iran and the U.S. are holding another round of indirect talks in Geneva. They're aimed at reaching a deal on Tehran's nuclear program. A poll finds many Americans still see Iran's nuclear program as a threat, but few have high trust in President Trump's judgment in using military force. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey was conducted before the president's State of the Union, where he noted talks with Iran.
We want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon.
The poll finds about half of U.S. adults are extremely or very concerned Tehran's nuclear programs pose a direct threat to America. 61% say Iran is an enemy of the U.S., but only about 3 in 10 say they have a great deal or quite a bit of trust in the president's judgment when it comes to relationships with adversaries and using military force. More than half trust him only a little or not at all. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gilmar Abrego Garcia is in a Tennessee courthouse. His attorneys are trying to prove criminal charges against him are vindictive and should be dismissed. The Salvadoran citizen was mistakenly deported last year by the Trump administration. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Another death in Rhode Island.
Authorities say a third person has died following a shooting at an ice rink in Rhode Island. Gerald Dorgan had been in critical condition ever since his ex-son-in-law opened fire at the skating rink February 16th, killing Dorgan's daughter, the shooter's ex-wife, and Dorgan's adult grandson, the shooter's son. Dorgan's wife, the shooter's ex-mother-in-law, and a family friend were wounded. As people jumped on the shooter, one witness says the gunman pulled out another weapon and killed himself. Police say the gunman specifically targeted family members. I'm Donna Warder.
The Trump administration wants the Supreme Court to allow the government to end legal protections for migrants from Syria for now. The Justice Department asked the court to lift a New York judge's ruling, stopping the Department of Homeland Security's decision to end temporary protected status for Syrians. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.